J.K. Rowling, gay people being shunted towards hormones and surgery is new kind of conversion therapy. By Jack Montgomery on July 6, 2020. Harry Potter author Joanne J.K. Rowling has again been targeted by trans activists for warning that children believed to be trans should not necessarily be shunted towards hormones and surgery. "I've ignored fake tweets attributed to me and retweeted widely. I've ignored porn tweeted at children on a thread about their art. I've ignored death and rape threats. I'm not going to ignore this," wrote the Scotland-based author in the first tweet of an 11-part thread responding to an individual who accused her of pivoting to supporting those who call people who take mental health medication lazy. "When you lie about what I believe about mental health medication, you cross a line," she said, detailing her own mental health challenges and past use of antidepressants. "Many health professionals are concerned that young people struggling with their mental health are being shunted towards hormones and surgery when this may not be in their best interests," she insisted, referring to the medical interventions involved in transitioning children from one gender to another. "Many, myself included, believe we are watching a new kind of conversion therapy for young gay people who are being set on a lifelong path of medicalization that may result in the loss of their fertility and/or full sexual function," she warned. Rowling, once a darling of the left for her huge donations to the Labour Party, support for the European Union, and other broadly progressive political and social stances, went on to raise the case of trans woman she described as a true feminist ally who had previously warned that antidepressants were overprescribed to teenagers in the past, with serious consequences. "The long-term health risks of cross-sex hormones have now been tracked over a lengthy period. These side effects are often minimized or denied by trans activists," Rowling explained, quoting Oxford professor Carl Hennigan's description of the off-label use of puberty blockers on under-18s as an unregulated live experiment on children. "None of that may trouble you or disturb your belief in your own righteousness. But if so, I can't pretend I care much about your bad opinion of me," Rowling declared. The author was previously denounced as a TERF, trans-exclusionary radical feminist, for defending a woman's right to decline to describe someone who is not biologically female as a woman, and for suggesting that biological sex differences retain a degree of significance regardless of gender identity. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, @JackMontgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.